Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we are going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, will be coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can simply dial in to 602-753-1848 like you did, or they can listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/success with Nicola. Now, we started in this series, family, and it's about the five top reasons why you are not seeing the success you want in your network marketing business. Now, many people have not really been taught how to be successful in network marketing, and yet, of course, because you may rank up or you may get a check or what have you, we're not realizing that just like any other business, that there are some nuances, there are some principles, there is some methods, daily methods. We talk about daily methods of operation. There are all sorts of things that go into network marketing like other businesses, but you got to know what's specific to your business. Now, we've not been really trained about this because, you know, come on, let's face it. The world we live in today is not training you up to operate in free enterprise. However, free enterprise does not mean you're free to do whatever you want. That means you may be free to earn as much as you want. You may be free to grow as much as you want. But that does not mean you're free to do whatever you want. So that's why we got to get educated, because we understand that we're all in this together, family, and what we do in the industry together, no matter what company you're in, it affects one another. And so we talked yesterday about, you know, the number one reason why people are not seeing what they want to see is because they never really made a real conscious decision about being successful in this industry. It is joined. They've not really created a very clear intent. But now today, we're going to talk a little bit deeper on that, and we're going to be talking about lack of the right focus. Guys, we are powerful beings that God has created in the likeness of his own image, and that our words can shape our lives. Our thoughts is what we're living. And we don't realize that whatever we focus on is what grows. So many of us are focusing on things that we really are not wanting to harvest, but we're not realizing what we should be focusing on. You got to go to the Lord with that stuff. Let me tell you something, guys. Look, don't ever get too grown for God. I say that all the time. People think that they just arrive, and when they end up in trouble, that's the first place they want to run is God. I was there. That's why I run to him every day, because I know that trouble is always lurking, so I have to deal with him every day. I have to go to God every day. We heard the word, you got to pray to stay. So I'm just guiding you into what it is that you're going to need, so when you start running into obstacles and bumps in the road, it's not enough to not be able to know the answer, but not even know where to find the answer at. Listen, the word of God has everything you need, because everything in the world is God. Simple. Let's go ahead and give him glory on this morning together. Father God, we come before you. We honor you. We're thankful that this is just another day that you've given us, another day that you've made. We're joyous and we'll be glad in it. Dear Lord, as we're growing up, we're thankful for your grace and your mercy, because you showed us, you taught us to say, count it all joy. As we're beginning to understand the things that you've said to us for us to learn you in a higher level, and the more we begin to understand you, we understand ourselves. We're thanking you, dear Lord, that we should be focused Your Holy Spirit is welcome here to teach, correct, and direct us. And even comfort us even into a higher level thinking. We're thanking you right now. We're forgiving ourselves for our mistakes so we can move forward and begin to lead your people into freedom. We know it starts again in the heart and then in the mind. Our actions will begin to now shape form of whatever those thoughts are. So thank you right now for all you're doing, all you're going to do. So he's equipping us. So we'll be ready. We'll be prepared for the resources and the people that you're sending us from the north, south, east, and west. We'll be grateful and we'll be mindful to be good stewards over those resources. We thank you and we give you all the praise and the honor and glory you deserve. And we seal this prayer in the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Guys, as we're going into our call on today, we're talking about the lack of the right focus. And the first thing is we have two scriptures today, and it comes out of the book of Proverbs. Wisdom is what you need in order to have the right focus. Wisdom is what you need. Remember, King Solomon didn't ask God for the riches. He didn't ask God for the fame. He didn't ask God for the recognition and all these things that we do. He asked God for wisdom. And all these other things will be added to us. That's according to Matthew 6 and 33. But what we're talking about on today is we're going to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25, that's telling you, you got to look forward and let your gaze be straight before you. Let your eyes look forward and let your gaze be straight before you. But do you guys know that our eyes, that we have also supernatural vision? And you have to begin with the end in mind. You have to have faith. You got to see the end and not keep focusing on the process. Now, we also have Proverbs 24 and 7. Proverbs 24 and 7 reads this. This is what we should be focusing on. Prepare your outside work. Make it fit for yourself in the field. And afterward, build your house. Many people want wealth and they want success without the foundation. Let's talk about this on today because your focus may need to change. You're not focused on success because you're grieving the process. You're not focused on success because you're grieving the process. You're focused more on your investment than you are focusing on the return on the investment. Even when it comes down to you investing your time and your money and your effort, you don't look at, if I invest at this high level, I can get a return at a high level. If you speak to anyone who's massively successful in network marketing, they're going to tell you they put a lot into it. But most people are unwilling to put a lot into it. And that's where the personal development growth comes from. You've got to make sure that you're investing in your personal development and growth. Because your perception of things is the way you really see it. Your perception will override your intention every time. I see people who have the wrong perception and they start making the wrong moves in their business. I want you to focus on investing that time, energy, and money into your business so that is what will grow. We can't keep majoring in the minors. I have a question for you. Are you a big picture thinker? Now, just because you have a big picture doesn't mean that everything fits into that picture. Some of us are focusing on trying to fit a square into a circle. Things that don't fit and don't belong in business is what you're injecting in business, and your focus now becomes the wrong focus. You're focusing on the work, versus how much is the work worth? You got to realize that your harvest is always going to be bigger than your seed. And that does not mean that this principle is exempt to good or bad. It's a principle. It works in every shape or form. You're sowing negative seeds, that's the harvest that's going to reap, but it's going to come back bigger than the initial seed. Oh, that's not what I meant to do. You've got to focus on the system and focus on what it is that's going to give you the harvest you desire. This is why many people are not successful. They'll easily get distracted. And I'm not talking about getting distracted only with things like the gossip, what have you. This is not what this call is about. Family, I am training you to walk in and flow in big business as a pro. So let's not get messy. You see what I'm talking about? Easily when I'm training this, a person's mind will go in this way versus saying, whoa, I'm not focusing on the work it takes so that I can start getting paid my work. I'm still thinking that lack of action is going to give me access to the top. Let's talk about your focus on today. Lack of the wrong focus is one of the prime reasons people are not successful. And I am going to tell you the reason why you must make a very clear decision, as we talked about on the former episode, is that because if you don't make a very clear decision and you don't know exactly where you're going, you will be the first to get shook up and get off focus. You're focusing on multiple things that have nothing to do with the outcome you truly desire. So that's what grows. So if you're focusing on nothing, guess what you're going to get? Nothing. You're focusing on negative, guess what you're going to get? More negative. But when you focus on the positive, with persistency and knowing that you're willing to go through the process, you will begin to see success. Let's open up the call this morning. And, you know, we have, go ahead and press star number one. Here we go. Here, let's come on in here on this morning. Who's in the queue first? Ah, we see. You know what? This is, I'm going to say one of my slides, we'll call it our guest speaker, because she comes in the queue first. And you know what? She's ready to go first. And we want to see. I'm sure we're going to start seeing some major results out of this caller here. Good morning. Last 489.70. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Sandra.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey. This morning.
Awesome. I'm grateful for everything. I'm just, you know, sometimes I feel like you move really fast because I'm still on yesterday about how I make decisions, and that blew my mind. That blew my mind because I realized yesterday that I never make a decision with the end result in mind. I'm always reacting to things. That's how I make decisions. So then that revealed so much. But now we're on focus, and I see. One thing I realized the minute you said focus was made me somewhat successful in the world or in my industry, right? Because I'm in commercial real estate. And so the things that work in commercial real estate, they don't translate to free enterprise. Because even though most people think the business of real estate is always about who you can beat, right? It's always about better price. It's always about trying to create value better than somebody else. I mean, it becomes smaller and smaller and smaller in that industry because they're literally beating each other up to get to where they got to go.
OMG.
So I've learned, you know, trying to be successful. I'm constantly trying to be. And so in real estate and how I wanted to bring them into this other circle, it totally is a mismatch. It's like upside down, right? Because the focus there is be better than everyone else. Keep your secrets to yourself. Don't share them. So it's the very opposite of, it's a very, you know, it's a cutthroat type of environment. And so trying to switch up, and that's probably why I never liked, you know, some of the tactics that we used and things. But anyways, that's digressing. When I think about focus, the things that served me well then are the things that are hindering me now. That's what I realized when you said focus. So I'm focusing on the wrong, well, let me not say it that way. I need to shift my focus. That's what it is. I need to shift my focus on what it is that my, what it is that I want as an outcome. You know, my focus used to be, oh, close the deal, get it out of the way. You know, it was always singular, right? It was always a singular focus. And it's fine to be singular focused, but when it's all about you, it's probably not the best focus. Not in the direction that I want to go. Yeah.
In this industry. Listen, Sandra, let me tell you something. Don't you ever stop talking, because people's like, ah, look at the focus. Ah, she always gets in the queue. I already heard you guys. She always getting in the queue. She always got something to say. But if your focus was on listening to what she has to say, you say, oh, I know some of y'all done probably drop your phone like, OMG, did Nicola just say that? I did. Because God will use whoever wants to be used. Sandra say, I'm going to participate in my own success because this call is helping me release some of the things I know is holding me back. And this is exactly what we've been talking about on today. She admits that, listen, this is a whole different ballgame than what I was working in. I was working in a competitive atmosphere where I had to try to beat out, and it does not matter. Sometimes I got to beat out the same person in my office. It was all about how am I going to become the top of the top so I can get the glory. And it doesn't matter about the story. It doesn't matter about the say I'm here to better or build a team. So if you start thinking about the end in mind and you say my end result is I want a big team in network marketing, team and I, there's no I in team. We've heard that. So if I'm thinking about I, it's a no wonder I can't build a big team. If the end result is the team, if the focus is the team. And so then now when you're talking about, oh, throats start getting cut, so we get little secrets and we get little things of how to do things, and our job is not to let you use that and leverage that, because you might try to use that to beat me. I am supposed to keep that to myself. So now when I'm in this team environment, I'm like, who can I trust with this information, because I don't want to give it to them and then they actually beat me out. Guys, Sandra is talking some real deal Holyfield stuff on this call on today. And that is the reason why most people are not successful. They'll get to a certain level, and then now they start destroying the same thing they built because the focus is wrong. The end result is not clear. And so when Sandra is sharing and saying, hey, I was always making a decision about what I needed to see or what I wanted to see now, when network marketing is a spiral-building learning thing, and only the people who stick around long enough in the system is who will succeed. So, guys, I hope you're getting this. You're probably going to have to go back and listen to this call, because we're going to be severing the ties with the things that have been stopping you from having massive success in this industry. And how do I know this? Because I'm having massive success in this industry. And I see the mistakes that I know most people don't want to make, but they make them anyway. And then they even get halfway through and start doing real good and start reverting back to what had them in a less than successful place in the beginning. Family, focus. 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 You got to know what the right focus is, but it helps you when you're very clear that you're deciding to be successful. Because if you decide to be successful, you'll be willing to let go of those things, those options, those alternatives that will not lead you to massive success. That's why the decision has to be made first. And then now the focus must be realized. Let's go on to the next caller. Good morning, 904, last 43111.
Hey, Nicola, this is Tracy. Can you hear me? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tracy. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I just wanted to say about focus. I remember a conversation we had a couple of months ago, and you told me. You was like, Tracy, you know why you're not seeing the results? You're not focused. You're not following through. You're not staying committed to what you said you're going to stay committed to. And since that conversation, my focus has been taken off of me. My focus is more on serving the team, serving people, serving. So now that I have a whiteboard, now that I have a vision board, now that I have a calendar, because there used to be a time when my calendar was blank. And anytime your calendar is blank, that means that you're not serving. So now my calendar, I can barely see what's on the date. So now since I'm focused on the end results, of seeing the end results not only in my life but my team's life and other people's lives. And I'm going to leave you with this. I remember when I was with Les Brown in Orlando, and he had a conversation with me. He was like, you know what? Because people are so focused on other people's business, they can't win in life. Because he asked me, Tracy, how much energy does it take to get you together physically, mentally? You know how much energy that takes just to get you together? Because the moment you find out that you need to get you together, you don't have the energy to worry about somebody else. So I just wanted to share that with you guys this morning. And to stay focused, get those calendars, get them booked out, filled out, so you will know what you're doing every day so you can see the end result from the work that you have put in.
Wow, that is so powerful, Tracy. And I want to ask you this question here. You know what I mean? I got to ask you this question. When I told you, Tracy, you know why you're not seeing success? You're not focused. You're not staying committed. You're not doing what you said you were going to do. Did you like it? Let's be truthful. Look, I know that when I really want to help someone, I on purpose provoke you. It's my job to provoke you into success. Most people have never been poked and provoked into success, and that's why they're staying average. No one, don't you understand to go beyond average? You got to be pushed. It ain't something you just don't wake up and say, I want to be better than I am today. Something got to wake you up, shake you up, so you can make up your mind that you're going to the next level. And sometimes it may be a little anger, but let it not take to resentment because it's going to destroy you. It's supposed to be used in a positive manner to push you into a better you. Let me ask you, did you like it? Did you like it? Did you get off the phone and say, golly, I wish I never answered the call?
I'm going to tell you something funny. When I see your name, my heart started racing. But every time I was in the car with my husband, I remember I was in the car, and my husband was like, he heard you talking. He didn't know who was on the other line. He said, that was Nicola, because he said, every time Nicola talked to you, you don't say nothing back smart. You just shut up and don't say anything. So I took it to because I have so much respect for you. And it's just like, yeah, when I get off the phone, it just gave me a wake-up call. So the words you say to me, I know they're coming from love. I know that.
That's right.
You know, but it's a call when you speak, and you speak into my life, and you're stern, and you being real with me. You're right. That's what people need, because we don't need to be babysat. We don't need to be told what we need to hear. We need to be told the truth so we can look in the mirror every day and be accountable for our own lives and quit blaming other situations and circumstances that we can't get out of life without anyway cause us to stop having success.
Listen, baby, I'm not going to let no winner lose on my watch. Did you hear what I said? No winner ain't going to lose on my watch. So many people come by me, my life, like I say, a reason, season, or lifetime. But a lot of them, the first reason, when I see the winner in them and don't see them winning at a high level, it frustrates me. When I see, man, that person is off the chain. Do they know how powerful they are? She is a powerhouse. And as long as you hang around me, you're going to get paid your worth. Because at the end of the day, nobody should let something as powerful as the gifts of God inside of people not being realized, not being used. I don't know. That's how come I know that's my purpose. My name even says deliverer of the people. I won't stop. Nobody can shake me off. I'm not going to just walk past something and see something that may be down and not pick it up. That's how I see people. That's how I see people. Let me tell you something. Watch and learn. Watch and see what's going to happen to Ms. Nichols. That was Ms. Tracy Nichols. Good morning. Last 4-5871. Your prefix 951. Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Let's see here. Are we there?
This is Eddie Harrison, Victorville, California.
Hey,
hello,
how are
you?
Oh, it's early. Yes, we can. It's early for you out there, sir. Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, it is, God. I'm truly blessed. I am truly blessed and so humbled just to be on this line listening to you. Like the first caller had said, because we've done an event a couple of weeks ago, Taste the Soul. And just what you echoed on, because I was like, oh my gosh, you cut it up. And I love how God just uses you. We done an event a couple of weeks ago, which is Taste of Soul. So on the way down there, God was dealing with me. God asked me, he said, God said, well, will you praise me? And I said, God, yes, I'm going to praise you. So God said, what if you don't sign no one? And I said, well, God, I'm still going to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. So while we got down there, was setting up the event, my brother Chris pulled me over to the side. Chris said, Ed, God was dealing with me on the way down. Chris said, Ed, God said, would you praise me? And I said, what, Chris? And Chris, before we handed out one flyer, one card, or anything, Chris said, God asked me, will I praise him? I said, Chris. And I said, today we're not going to sign up no one. Chris looked at me and said, what do you mean? And I said, God asked me to sing. God asked me, will I praise him? And that second question was, well, God made the statement, you're not going to sign up anyone. And I said, Chris, we still got to give God all the glory, honor, and praise, because Tamika was dealing with the team about being focused prior to that. And so just for you to come back as talking about decisions on yesterday and being focused on today, you know, it's in home. It's in home. And for us to do an event and passing out as many flyers and cards, like you said, we made a huge investment, and not in just our money and our time and so on, and the people, because God knows how many cards and flyers we handed out. Then one lady walked up to me and asked me. She said, "Young man, why are you here?" And I said, "Well, ma'am, we're here to touch people's lives." She said, "Why else are you here?" And I looked at her and I said, "Okay, ma'am," I gave her the spiel. She said, "No, son." She said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "What do you mean, what am I doing?" I said, "Well, we're rebuilding people's credit life." She said, "I got that." She said, "But will you praise them?" And I could have broke out in the middle of the street and just started crying. And I said, "Ma'am," I said, I'm here to stay focused on God. And I said, I will praise him regardless of what's going on, regardless of what situation. You continue to give him all the glory, honor, and praise. Because I said, no, regardless of how many people's hands that I touch every day, or how many cards I put my the flowers on, throughout on the weekend and stuff. And I said, here's the key. And that one no would turn into a yes eventually. Like one of the things I shared with my upline, I said, we're just right around the corner for God to do something great in our lives. But we have to remain focused on him. On him and committed to him, and we're going to start seeing some results.
Jesus, wow. You know, God has shared how many times it's what you do in private that he rewards you publicly, and I can't even open my mouth. He shut my mouth, Joseph, on something I was going to share, but he didn't allow me to say this piece. People think that the enemy that's on them. Enemy has to get permission. Have you considered my servant Job? You guys have to understand that the test Jesus was tempted, but he never sinned. The test, God will ask you. He will test you. And so many of us fail the test because we have no faith. We're looking at, oh, I already did this, and look at what I did, and I didn't get this back. But don't you understand that if that is what's coming out of your mouth, that's what's in your heart. God says, you ain't ready. If you guys don't understand, you say, why do I speak with such boldness and authority? Because people have tried to quench my mouth. Do you know how many people lie, will go down and tank, how many people will be in this industry, will never realize the next level for their legacies if I don't open my mouth? How many people going to go down if you don't open your mouth? How many people will not be helped if you don't open your mouth? You're looking at the investment and not focusing on the return. God said he is the rewarder of those who diligently, so often, he's showing you, you got to go through something. You got to go through in order to come up. Lack of right focus. Do what you got to do out in the field first before you build your house. Be okay that you're being circumcised and cut, and those things are being cut from you so you can go to the next level. You're grieving the process, and you're not focusing on what it takes to have the success. Are you hearing the words that are coming out of my mouth on this morning, family? Do you want to get to the place where you can say, I got more than enough, so I don't know what to do with it but give? Do you ever want to be there? Do you ever want to be where you are not in lack? Do you think that we're not going to be crucified with Christ to be able to see the abundant life? Stop it. Let's stop being babies. Let's grow up in Christ and go out there and impact and make a difference in people's life. Stop focusing on the phonies. Stop focusing on the foolishness and go out there and make it happen. Close them eye gates. Close them ear gates. Open up your heart for what God has for you and go make it happen today. Not tomorrow, today. Go make it happen. Y'all have a blessed day.